as tag. This is dictating on Brenda Fisher. Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, B as in boy, B-R-E-N-D-A. Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, F as in friend, F-I-S-H-E-R. Date of consultation was 9/26/24. Date of birth is 1/1/1960. Please make copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Brenda Fisher for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. Fiscal intelligence. This is a this is a 64-year-old female who has a past history of asthma, had an episode of COVID-19 infection in 2020. The patient has been experiencing tightness in her chest and an occasional cough and wheezing and shortness of breath with activity. Since then, the patient also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which she has been using a CPAP mask nightly since the past 6 years. She has gained weight. She also complains of nasal congestion and post-nasal drip and sinus drainage. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for recurrent bronchitis and asthmatic attacks, history for deviated septum surgery, and a history for 2 laparoscopies. She had 5 DNCs and a history for hysterectomy and bladder suspension surgery in 1990. She had a repair of the right knee for quadriceps tendon rupture and LASIK surgery in 04 and an MI with cardiac catheterization and stenting in August 21. She has haplopidemia and that is strip for hypertension. Next paragraph. Allergies to pyridium and statins and Praluent. Praluent. Next paragraph. Um, Medications included aspirin one daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, levothyroxine 88 micrograms a day, and valsartan 80 milligrams BID. Pramipexole 0.125 milligrams QID. Arapatha 140 milligrams injection every 2 weeks. Next paragraph. Can you also add in the PASSSTI? PASSSTI also includes epileptemia and celiac disease. And history of fatty liver. Next paragraph. Family history. The patient's mother died of lung cancer, father died of bladder cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had no recent weight loss, no fatigue or fever. No double vision or cataracts or glaucoma, no urinary frequency, but has burning. And she has hay fever and asthmatic symptoms. She also has shortness of breath, wheezing, and heartburn and nausea. She has no diarrhea or constipation. She has occasional chest pains, arm pain, calf muscle pains, and palpitations. So no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and no memory loss, no seizures. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white female. Who's alert. And in no acute distress, there's no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or perforedema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 130 over 80. Pulse is 62, respiration 20, times 972. Weight is 204. Saturation is 97. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Is mucous edematous. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fields are essentially clear. There's no wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no aeromegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. Minimal edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1+, with no gross motor atrophy. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number 2 is a history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5 is hypertension. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to. Number 6 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study. Also get a CBCIG E-level total eosinophil count. And was advised to use a Ventolin NHF inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Oh, can you please add in the history section, habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 23 years and then quit. drinks alcohol moderately daily. She worked in an office till retirement period. Please add that in the history section. Okay, and then finally at the end, the patient will come in for a follow-up visit. I'm sorry, I also mentioned the patient will continue using CPAP mask nightly at 7 centimeters H2O pressure and full face mask. Come in for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the conversation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Erica O'Donnell, O, apostrophe, D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Yep.